You're listening to Brumpod, the podcast for small businesses by small businesses, discussing the topics that matter to you, including marketing, networking, generating business awareness, as well as covering various business tools and technology. Brought to you by Brummies Networking, the home of free, stripped-back business networking. Produced by AudioShed Podcast Studio. Welcome to episode 57 of Brumpod. I'm Richard Heathcote, and I'm here with Jason and Ewan.
Guten Tag.
Hello.
And today we're talking Tis the Season, and we're talking Christmas networking and all things seasonal and festive, given that Christmas is pretty much just around the next corner, and it seems to have been talked about for about 11 months. But here we go. Christmas is very close. Sorry. Networking events are going to be happening. Well, they are happening. They're certainly feeling a little bit more festive now. So, Jason, kick us off.
Well, it does seem to come earlier every year, but it doesn't, because don't forget, we didn't really get much of a Christmas last year. And a lot of the time, you know, the Christmas stuff was already out the day after Bonfire Night. So this is just the return to normality. And I think people want to just get us back into the spirit of things as quickly as possible. Unless you got your conspiracy theory hat on, which is that, you know, the shelves were running a bit bare because of logistics and people put the Christmas stock out earlier just to fill the shelves. But that's a different podcast. That's the Brummies tinfoil one. So you can join me for that on the dark web.
You promised you wouldn't tell about that one, Jason.
Tinfoil hat not included.
Yeah, bring your own tinfoil.
Oh, it's going to be a shortage at Christmas because people are going to be roasting turkeys.
Or squirrel, depending on how you believe the logistics are working out over Christmas.
Yeah. There's always a Portuguese nut roast at the bottom of every supermarket freezer.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
Yeah. It's been there since 1974, but it'll be fine. So, yes, Christmas parties are certainly looking as though they're going to be happening. More and more people are certainly keen to get back to that mentality of letting your hair down a bit. There's plenty of ways it can all be done in a COVID-safe way. Hospitality venues are completely well-versed now with safe practices by making sure it's as enjoyable for all who attend. So
yeah, and we've earned it.
Yeah, we really have. These past, how long has it been now? About 20 months? Something like that?
Yeah.
We do deserve a little bit of a break.
Well, there's a lot to be said for, you know, just the psychology of getting your team together and celebrating passing another milestone, surviving another Christmas. Yeah, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah. No, and if you're an employee, then it's great because you can mix with all your colleagues. But if you're self-employed and you're a one-man band, then just do what I do and get a tube of Pringles and a bottle of Baileys. It's absolutely
Is that
fine.
Every Christmas or every Friday?
Every weekend. Yeah.
And it lasts a weekend, does it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Not the Pringles. They last about 3 minutes.
But, yeah, I think particularly for, you know, people who've been working from home and haven't had much face-to-face contact with their colleagues. I think that it's particularly important to get people back together again.
Yeah, absolutely. And the decorations are all out at the casino now for Brummies. So as of last month, there's a distinct Christmassy flavour now to our events. And I think our December event should be good fun as well.
Yeah, and the markets are full. The Frankfurt market was packed out on the weekend I went down there. St. Philip's have got their own market now, which has got the a lot of the local businesses taking stands. So you can see some of the...
I'm intrigued that we're allowed to have the German Christmas market and Bavaria isn't. But, it's looking good.
Yeah, well, it does seem like a return. And it's welcome because we need to get back out there and we need to network because that's the lifeblood of our businesses. And for small businesses, for sole traders, the networking events are your Christmas party.
Yeah.
I do remember a few years back, people were actually looking at setting up venues were looking at Christmas parties for the sole traders and the small business people. So you could actually book a table and join like a communal Christmas party, which I thought was a brilliant idea. But networking events have kind of taken that and run with it. And there's a lot of Christmas networking going on over the next couple of weeks. So, and it's about, you know, how many of them can you reasonably attend, you know, before you sort of exhaust not just yourself, but your networking budget and in some cases your liver.
Well, yeah.
Not me. I've got an inexhaustible liver. It's like Doctor Who. It just regenerates.
Just how much Baileys would it take before your bloodstream is basically mostly Baileys?
I don't know. Has anyone ever taken a sample to find out, Richard?
Well, I'm happy to do the experiment and I'll report back next time.
Well, yeah, just, I mean, just a couple, sure, you got a couple of empty Pringles tubes you could fill up, just, you know. Yeah. Seeing as vials was another shortage that was happening, you know, along with turkeys. So. Yeah. And there's only so much uses for a squirrel.
Well, yeah.
Sorry, I completely derailed that. So we were going back to networking events. And, you know, when you attend them, how do you choose them? I mean, because we're doing the Brummies event on the 14th of December, second Tuesday, that the only one that gets dangerously close to a mid-December. But it'll be Christmassy because the lights are on, but I don't know if we're planning to provide any Christmas biscuits, crackers, tinsel.
Turkey.
Squirrel. I think casino might have limits on us bringing our own turkeys and squirrels.
Yeah, for good reason, I think, as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's just basic common sense. I'm surprised they let us in at all, but, you know.
Well, especially with their distinct no-squirrel policy, which I'm all for, personally.
You've been that was in the contract. Print again.
Yeah. I have, yeah.
So, is it just squirrels, or does that extend to sort of any woodland rodent?
I would read that as any woodland rodent.
Fair enough. In which case, you just need to be thorough on these things. But yeah, we'll be, you know, we're holding an event that's going to be very close to Christmas, and we'll probably do something a bit more Christmassy. But yeah, there's plenty of evening events where it's going to be sit down and maybe a bit more festive cheer than you'd normally have, and yeah, always remembering that you're representing your business, even at Christmas. I mean, that was always the rules, the HR emails about Christmas parties, is don't forget, you're all mixing together, you're letting your hair down a bit, but you're still colleagues and still representing the business.
Photocopier not included.
Oh.
But yeah, it's if you overindulge, then people may remember you more, but they will remember you for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, that's certainly true.
Particularly if you end up misbehaving.
Yes, infamy.
They've all got
infamy. Yes.
But yeah, everyone can probably picture somebody that they know from the networking scene that did something a bit daft when they were drunk. And if you can't think of anyone, then it was probably you.
Yeah.
And you've just tried to forget it.
It's worked up till now.
Absolutely.
Oh, suppressed that memory.
Yes, it's certainly been nice to get back to our networking ways since August. And it's certainly working with our capped number system as well for the time being. It's meant for a very nice, chilled out event these last few months. I think it's been very productive.
That's been effective.
A lot of good chats been happening.
A lot of the good feedback we had was that while the numbers are sort of between, you know, 40 to 50 people in the room, you can actually have a good conversation with everyone in an hour. You know, still gives you a couple of minutes per person if you were inclined to try and get around everyone in the room. Whereas if you're, you know, at 70 to 100, it's just a sea of faces and you're never going to see everyone. And then there's the fear of missing out, because while you were talking to somebody that you have now deemed to be of little value to you and what you do, you're always worried that actually somebody that was, you missed the opportunity. So yeah, there's a lot to be said for keeping the events smaller for the time being, at least.
Yeah. Keeps them a bit more bijou, keeps them, I guess, slightly more focused.
Bijou.
A bit more personal.
Yeah.
I love the fact you managed to shoehorn bijou into a networking event.
Hey, it's what I do.
Compact and bijou. That's that's the Brummies new strapline. Now, I think in next year, I think our plans will be to look at whether rebuilding the numbers is the right thing, going on tour again. But for now, it's just, you know, enjoy Christmas.
Yeah, I think long-term, well, there are no real long-term plans for us in terms of changing anything, but we have now, from personal experience a few years ago when we had 98 in the room, we always had that goal of trying to get 100 there, but when we nearly achieved that, we quickly realised that's actually not
great. Not a goal we want.
No.
I think you're absolutely right on that one. You're better off doing a networking event well than going for maxing out.
Yeah.
Because it's sometimes, it's like, I love listening to live music, so I love going to concerts, but I prefer going to a pub, you know, like the Gunmakers over in the Jewellery Quarter, and watching somebody who I've never seen before perform, as opposed to going to a stadium where I've no idea who that is up on stage. I can't see that far. It could be them. It could be a tribute act. I've no idea. And it's, you can say you've been to this concert and it was fantastic, but was it really? It was too loud. Everyone was cheering. You couldn't really do anything. It was a nice communal experience, but it wasn't listening to music.
But Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah. Ah, humbug.
Oh. Yeah, but you know what I mean. Sometimes going to a smaller scale event feels more personal.
Yeah.
I was going to say more intimate, but that's to do with the music events, not to do with networking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He quickly
intimate
clarified.
Networking is not a business plan that's ever going to fly.
No. It's fraught with peril, I fear.
Yes, absolutely.
Not coming to a Brummies event near you.
No, not even on the dark web.
No. Save that one for Tinfoil Brumpod.
Shh, nobody talks about it.
Yeah. So has anybody got any plans before the next Brummies event? Any Christmas events, Christmas parties, networking events we're going to be going to and frequenting?
I do. I'm going to the Phoenix networking event. So by the time this comes out, I will have been to the Phoenix networking event. And then the following morning, I'm supposed to go to the blood drive that the Lions are doing at the New Street Donor Centre.
Good so luck with I think, that after Phoenix.
Yes, I think that will just be for an assessment. They will not be trying to take a pint off me at that point, because I'll have to wait for the head to settle on it.
It'll be like pouring Guinness, won't it?
Oh, yes. They'll have to back pour the last few bits of it. But no, the Lions Club, part of our Advent campaign this year, is we're trying to get 25 of Birmingham's finest to donate over Advent. And because blood plasma is something that's in a lot of short supply, and it's used in a lot of medicines and treatments, particularly after COVID, and there's just not enough donors. So, yeah, if you want to get involved, then you can contact me through the Lions Club, and I would be more than happy to get your details and also promote what you'd be doing, because it would be awesome. But yeah, I'm going to go and have a proper look around the alternative Christmas market at St. Philip's. I've been around the Frankfurt one, and it looks, you know, as big and as busy as ever. But I have had a quick look around the other one, and it's got the Pigeon in the Park pop-up pub. It's got a lot of the Colmore businesses have got stands and are being represented there. So
marvellously alliterative.
Yeah, and yeah, I want to do my bit to
pop-up pub.
I could do voiceover work.
Keep down, Jones.
But yeah, that's going to be my plans.
if there's a demand out there for sweary Irish voiceovers, then you've got the market cornered.
Yeah. Oh, yes. So that could be our whole new genre of voiceovers. Ewan, what are your plans for festive networking or just plans before the next Brummies?
Well, it's not networking, but I'm going out for a curry with a group of colleagues on Saturday night.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
At Tipu Sultan in Moseley.
Oh, fantastic. Other curry houses are available.
It's huge.
Okay.
I'm sure you're going to love it. What about you, Richard? Pringles and Baileys again, or are you going to do something extra?
Well, could be Pringles and Baileys. Could be nachos and gin. I mean, you know, I'm open to all sorts of festivities. But no, nothing major. I'm keeping a fairly low profile other than the next Brummies.
Don't you find that the nibbles go soggy?
No, you just have to do it a lot quicker.
Right.
You have to treat it like a rich tea. You just got to do one dunk and then out. It's not a hobnob, you know.
Ah.
Don't pretend they're like hobnobs. They're the Marines. But no, I'm not going to be doing that much. Probably visit a few various things around the local area here in the lead up, but no, I'm not really going to be doing many other events of any note because I'm incredibly, incredibly boring. But boring kind of works for me in many ways.
Oh, sorry, Ewan. Come on. No, you're not. No.
Sorry. I had to stifle the yawn first.
No, we missed our cue. So, no, I'm going to go through as many as possible. I said Phoenix is there. Sheila will have her event at through Unique Venues. NAS Media are putting together one which is called Naughty or NAS. How awesome is that for a saying? Nice. I'm going to try and get round to as many as possible, so I apologise in advance to everybody. I know you would have preferred one of the other two, but, you know, you get me.
Other Jasons are available. So whatever you may be doing between now and Christmas itself, do get out there, do visit some events, and do carry on doing some business networking, because it's always useful to line stuff up for the new year if you end up meeting some very useful people. And of course, you will also meet some very useful people at the next Brummies event. Subtle plug, because you always do, not because Santa's coming or anything, but you know, it'll be fun regardless. I hear he's very busy at this time of year, so you know, we just couldn't get him. But whatever you do, enjoy yourselves, stay safe, and we shall see you for the next one.
You've been listening to Brumpod, the podcast for small businesses by small businesses. Brought to you by Brummies Networking, the home of free, stripped-back business networking. Produced by Audio Shed Podcast Studio. Follow us on Twitter, at Brumpod. You can follow and subscribe to future episodes using Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, and several other podcast platforms. Just search for Brumpod. And if you've enjoyed what you've heard, then please do consider leaving us a review. Music by Bureaucratic. We'll see you on the next episode.